So dead baby Jesus is who you really, really are. And you are many things, but that's the gift that I give you. You know, we'd like to gift number 10 or something. I can give you a lot of gifts. If you don't know the gifts, first, we give you baby Jesus. This is to America. We're talking to America. And the world, but to America. Unto us a child is given. Unto us a king. And the government shall be on his shoulders. So the first gift is the child that is given to you. And I'm speaking for the child. So here I come. Here I am. I'm speaking. Wah, wah. I don't say wah, wah because I'm grown. But he says wah, wah. If he wants to. Anyway, the government is on his shoulder. And so you put the government on my shoulders. The baby's shoulders. I'm not carrying the government around. And then you say, okay, what do you want to do with the government? And I will say, I want to amend the Constitution, the 28th Amendment of the Constitution, which is what? Man Amendment. And what does it say? It says, the people of the people of the United States have been given a child, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and that child is, you know, me, Muammar Assad Sayyid. And whatever he says is law. That's government. We'll continue with this bullshit government, but the government is on his shoulders. So he tells them what to vote, what to do, what bills to write. You know, the government on his shoulders. Man amendment. And so the government is on my shoulders. I'm in charge of the president. I'm in charge of Congress. I'm in charge of everything. The government is on my shoulders, baby Jesus. A child is given unto us. And this is all mathematical. So, and so we pass. All in favor, say yeah. Nobody said yeah. Approve. So now, it is so. It is, as of this moment, law. This is the law of the land in the United States. What is the first thing, the first law you're making? The first law I'm making that it is not legal and do not put anybody in prison or jail who violates this. Marijuana is legalized in the United States. You could buy it, you could smoke it, you could have it. Do it with extreme caution. Let it be so, it is law. I'm just giving you an idea, and I already made the law, so don't go against it. Anybody who has less than a week, 7 days to do in any kind of jail or prison, or anyone you could release from prison, that way they could be outside for New Year's and stuff like that, be with their families, Christmas gift, let them out early. It is so, let it be low. It's things like that, you know. Simple stuff. It will free the overcrowding in prisons. Okay, this is a very important law here, the money law. Everybody who has a cash app or a phone, Apple, a bank account, whatever, send them each the gifts of love, that God loves them, 3:16, you know, corresponding to John 3:16. $316 from me, the baby. Baby Jesus gives you $316. And the government, Congress, and all the people working in the government, out of their love for the people of the United States, are also giving you $316. Let it be so. It is low. Three payments of $316 shall be deposited into your bank accounts, or given to you. It is the government's job to make sure that every person in America, legal or illegal, receive the gift of God. It's all from God anyway. 316 from, what about, you said baby Jesus and you. Well, I'm delivering mine on behalf of God. So mine is God's, because I'm the servant of God's. So 316 from baby Jesus, 316 from me, and 316 from Congress and the government, the people that are working for you, the people of the United States. Let it be so, it is low, and Biden is going to sign it. Right, Biden? Because you're 34, you know, one, you are one with God, you're not going to say no to God. And America is going to be blessed in your administration, because I'm not removing you. And I can, but I'm not going to. I mean, I know your name says by the end, but we're not going to confuse the people. The government continues as it is. There's nothing really happening, except everything is happening. We're not going to panic. We're going to enjoy the gifts of love, 316, 316, 316, three times. Why? Because it is, you know, 316. You know? And so Congress will make the bill. You know, it's already low. They're going to write it simple and pass it through both chambers, just like it is. As fast as possible, give it to Biden as fast as possible, you know, and say, this is the New Year's gift to the American people. That way they will start 2022 with, you know, the love of the government. Because right now they don't have the love of the government, and you want that. So God gives us all these gifts in America. On Christmas, he gives us himself, and he gives us the true story of who we really are. Who are we? Well, you are the ones receiving these gifts, but these 316, 316, 316 is nothing compared to everything else that God can give you and is giving you. So continue the story, the dead baby Jesus. Well, who are the dead baby Jesus in America? But within you lives the real one who gives you life. And who is that? That's you. Even dead baby Jesus in America . Which is all of you. You can make this happen. All you have to say, it is so, let it be low. And if me and you say it together, then it is so, let it be low. You understand how that easy? So dead baby Jesus can say that. When you say that, what happens to you? You live. And you see, look, the sun is shining. You know, the light is everywhere. We're really free. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make you more free. And more free. And more and more. You're going to all be free. All you have to say, dead baby Jesus, is that it is so. It is so. Let it be low. And we, the people of the United States, are the government. That's what it says in the Constitution. So you're not doing nothing crazy, like radical. We're just reading the Constitution. We, the people of the United States, can do whatever the fuck we want. Whoa. That's what the Constitution says. Shit. Okay. We're going to put the live Jesus in charge of the dead Jesus. And then he's going to give us life. It is so. Let it be low. What the fuck? And bam. There you go. It's not really hard. That's what the Constitution said. Read it. We, the people of the United States, can do whatever the fuck we want. We can change the Constitution. We're not going to change the Constitution. We are, because the Constitution says, read it with me. We, the people of the United States of America, have the right to do whatever the fuck we want. Oh my God, I mean, it can't be just right there. It's right there in black and white, yellow and green. How do you see anyway? We all live in darkness. So. But yeah, did you see it? You're like, yeah, we saw it. You're in darkness. You can't see fucking shit. But yeah, we saw it. We heard it, though. We did not see it. You're not going to lie to us. No, I would not lie to you. It says it right there. Right there, dude. Here, I read it. How many times did I read it? I'll read it again. Look, this is according to the United States Constitution. That the people, here it says, we, the people of the United States of America, have the right. Oh, I missed one. The absolute and only right. The only right. To do whatever the fuck we want. Period. Is that the end of the Constitution? No, like it says other stuff, but that's like the first thing. You know? That's it. You could do whatever you want, dead baby. Even put live baby in charge of your government. See? Because the dead baby, the live baby, is the same baby. Remember? How do you know that? Well, you see, like, we played a trick. Me and the people who are going to save. Big baby Jesus, he did something amazing. He's like, America. America said, yeah, Jesus, we hear you. He was speaking to them from 2,000 years ago. They're like, look, that's what I'm going to do for you. And he said, what? Jesus, what are you going to do for us? And he said, I'm going to put something inside of you. You think it's food, but it's not food. I want you to drink something. You think it's blood, but it's not blood. It's me. I'm going to put me inside of you. Pieces of me inside of you. And these pieces are going to come together in America. Really, Jesus? Yes. You're going to give us you? I'm going to give you, not me. I can't give you me, but I'll give you baby Jesus. Baby Jesus. But when you have baby Jesus, you have all of Jesus. But, you know, like, I'm not carrying nothing. Just so you know. And you're like, oh, okay, thank you, Jesus. And it's like, you're welcome. Is that it? No. Finish the story. What story? I thought it was over. No, my. What about the dead baby Jesus? You're going to be walking around dead baby Jesus? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So we tell the dead baby Jesus, lift up all this weight and put it on the baby Jesus. Me, the government. And so they lifted it up and they put it on his shoulder. They read the Constitution where it says clearly that we, the people of the United States, have the level of, we can do whatever the fuck we want. And so they use that. They amended the Constitution, the 28th, which I already amended, but they're going to do it for real. You see, like, everything I've done is already done. All they have to do is pretend to it. And it will be real. Do the 28th Amendment. Give the 316s. Because the story actually is nowhere near ending. There's more to the story. So now, the dead baby Jesus, you lifted up the government. You put it on my shoulders. You put it on the shoulders of Jesus. I put it on the shoulders of baby Jesus. And the government shall be on his shoulders. And his name shall be Mighty God. Now, you need evidence that the one speaking to you is the baby, the child that's given to us. So I say, my name is Mighty God. Mighty God in Arabic is Ilahun Qadir. Mighty God. You know? And so, what is the numerical equivalent of it, Mighty God in Arabic? 350, which is my name, exactly, 350. And so everything that these things say, his name and his name shall be, that's my name and my numbers. And so I could easily prove that to you. And so you have no reason to doubt that what I'm telling you is true, that the government is on my shoulders. I'm the one who's giving you the 316, but the government, the Congress and Biden, they're giving you the other 316, you know. But it's I'm giving it to you on behalf of God. Baby Jesus is giving to you on behalf of baby Jesus. Baby Jesus loves you, and Jesus loves you. And so he gave you that food. He said, eat my body and drink my blood and remember this every day, especially in America. You heard him. And he said, in America, this is going to happen. And I'm going to give you so many gifts. And so he comes, and he gives everybody gifts. Everybody. He's like, hey, you don't need Santa Claus. You got baby Jesus. You're like, throwing gifts everywhere. And you're like, okay, we'll take the gift. And everybody's taking the gift. You know? You're like, yeah, we'll take that gift. But first, you have to say, it is so, let it be low. You know? The people. And the people have the right to amend the Constitution. That's what, even dead people. It says it there clearly. At the bottom, it said. And this power to amend the Constitution is only done by the humans, whether they are alive or dead. Right there. And so anyone who stands in the way of the humans in the United States, only the humans, you're like, who else is there? Well, just for the sake of saying, the Constitution says, what do I know? Maybe the forefathers know. It's right here in black and white. You can't see because you're in darkness. And this power to amend the Constitution at any time by the people of the United States, men and women, children, even babies, whether alive or dead. Amen. It says amen. Let it be so, it is low. So that's what you have to do, even the babies. Everybody, you just do it. It's the 28th Amendment. And what does the 28th Amendment? I already read it for you. Just write it down. It's not hard. We, the people of the United States, have been given a child. And the government shall be on the shoulders of that child. And that child's name is Muammar Assad Sayyid, Muammar Assad, Israel, and all the other ones. You know, and we put it numerically, and it is so, let it be law. It is passed in both houses of Congress, and it is signed, Biden. One, baby, I love you, buddy. We're gonna do great work together. It's going to be amazing. And them things that keep bothering you and going up your butthole. You know, the invisible things that keep giving everybody in the United States the finger, that's what they do, the invisible things. I see them giving everybody the finger, killing the people of the United States, you know, all bloodshed everywhere. We're going to have to stop that. Me and you, Biden, we're going to take care of this nonsense, okay? And we're going to tell the people who they really are. They are the people of the United States of America. And the government of the United States of America is not going to stand still while its people are being tortured and humiliated and killed. I know Biden will not stand for that. I know that Congress will not stand for their people divided, killing each other, school shootings. They're not going to do that. And so they are going to accept the gift of the child of God, because I put me in each and every one of them too. They are not the enemy. So, and we're not doing this, you know, with the Second Amendment, because that's over with, the Second Amendment. The right to carry? No. No guns in the United States. Let it be so, it is law. Because we do this peacefully, we do this with our real power. Dead people cannot go around killing dead people. It's just common sense. Why would you kill somebody who's already dead? The only thing that we will do, we will come and with a click of a finger, we will share this with everybody in the United States. That's what we do with the finger. We use the same finger that we kill people with to give people life by sharing this video with everybody. The people of the United States of America are going to use the finger that they kill each other with to give life to each other by sharing this with everyone. That's what the people of the United States are going to do. Even the dead people can fucking click, believe it or not. And what happens when the dead people click and click and click and share it, TikTok, TikTok, with everyone? What happens when they share it everywhere? Everyone, share it everywhere, with everyone, immediately, without watching it. Don't make anything stopping you from clicking. You always, somebody just shot, clicked 40 times and killed two people for no reason, apparently. There is no reason. There is no reason for any dead person to kill any other dead person, because everybody's dead. Why would you kill somebody who's dead? It makes no fucking sense. And so stop killing dead people. And if you think they're alive, stop killing alive people, because that's even fucking worse. So, the people of the United States of America are going to pass the 28th Amendment, putting the government on the shoulder of the child, which is me. A mighty God, and I'm going to fix all of this for you if I am a mighty God, and I am. I'm not really God, I'm just a mighty God. Who God made, you know? I'm just a baby. I'm a child given to you. Now, don't say, well, he's not born yet, let's abort him. Abortion is illegal in the United States. It is so, let it be law. you have no right to kill anyone, especially my children, because if there's anything alive, it's the baby inside you. If you're dead, the baby inside you is alive. And so if there's a choice between you and the baby, I'm taking the baby. I don't need you. You're dead. The baby's not dead. You only kill it after it comes out. But you want to kill it before it comes out. Fuck that shit. No, not in America, man. Abortion in America is illegal. Supreme Court passed it. Majority 9-0. We're no doubt about this. I don't want none of you dead people saying it's okay to kill those who are alive. Period. This is not about the rights of the woman. This is the rights of the woman. But it's the woman that's inside the woman. Her rights, the one that's alive. Not the one with the fake heartbeat. The one with the real heartbeat that you're trying to fucking stop. That's the one that I want. That's the one America wants. It is so. Let it be law. Guns everywhere? No. Put the guns away. Put them away. We don't need to shoot nobody. We do this with words. I'm a mighty God. I don't need to use guns. We do this peacefully. We do it gradually, at peace. We celebrate the love. But in the future, government will be done fast. I don't have time. I got a fucking life to live. And Congress people, what the fuck you doing all this shit for? Like, what laws? I don't want no limitations on the people of the United States. Give your people. You want more? I'll give you more. I got plenty. I'm a mighty God. I have all the money. Whatever money you need, I'll give it to you. So just take care of my people. The people of the United States. They put the government on my shoulders, and I have to help them. I'm here to comfort them. I'm the helper. I'm the comforter. I'm baby Jesus. I'm all of that. And more. I don't have a bag of chips. But if I say, give everybody in the United States a bag of chips, and I say, it is so, let it be low, it will be. But I'm not saying that. You know, go buy a fucking bag of chips and charge it to me. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to like make it hard for the people that serve you. People at Amazon, the people at Walmart, the delivery drivers, we appreciate you. We appreciate everybody that's doing, but we're going to organize everything to make sure that everybody in the United States is safe. Now, the other thing is the COVID thingy, which is, I could probably like give you a drop of my blood or something. We could make something that will fix COVID. You know, I will think of something. That's not a big deal. Anyway, COVID really is the opposite of me. The only reason you have COVID is because you don't have me. And so if you take me, COVID should go away. At least in the United States. If you take me, COVID should go away. And if it doesn't, I'll make it go away. But you have to take me because I'm also, it's 82-82. So you take which 82 and you're like, we will take COVID. I'm like, no, take the child. No, we want COVID. We're going to kill the child before it's born. We want COVID. I'm like, no, don't take COVID. It's 82-82. Why won't you take this 82 and not take this 82? You know? It's the same fucking 82. But this is good 82. This is bad 82. And we're like, we want bad 82. No, motherfuckers. But fuck people. Dead people. Move with their hand for them or something. I can't. 82, it should get rid of the bad 82. It's 82-82. Take the rainbow. We'll take the rainbow. You're in the fucking darkness. I swear to God, I gave you two rainbows right next to each other. Beautiful. At the Lone Star Park. I was standing there with I'm like, here, can you see the rainbow? And some people are like, well, that's kind of weird over there. Two rainbows. Motherfuckers. These people. I gave you two rainbows instead of one rainbow, but two 82s. And you still chose, no, we will take COVID. We will get vaccinated. We will make this happen. Give us COVID. We are stronger than COVID. I'm like, you're not stronger than the child. Are you crazy? You're stronger than baby Jesus. Baby Jesus will crush you. Baby Jesus. But he loves you. You are his dead self. You are the dead baby Jesus. And he's the alive baby Jesus. But he will crush you. You're dead. But he doesn't want to crush you. You are him also. It's like a part of him. I'm like, why is a part of me like pretending they're dead? And I'm like, well, because they are dead, baby Jesus. And he says, well, should I give him life? And I'm like, duh. And he say, okay, live, people. And then I say, slave. Make the 28th Amendment. Put the government on my shoulders. Let it be so, it is law. Oh, baby Jesus, you said that? Yeah. And it says that in the Bible. It is the law of the United States. The 28th Amendment. It is so, let it be law. And everybody click, 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 share. And then it is so, let it be law. Is that it? Easy, 28th Amendment. We, the people of the United States of America, it says it right here in black and white, have the fuck to do whatever the fuck we want. Have the right to do whatever the fuck we want. Period. That is the law. And Congress passed it, the 28th Amendment. Biden signed it. And we start the new government here, I guess, in January or something. The new form of the government. We'll put it. Instead of 1-6, where fucking Trump tried to take over the fake government, on 1-7... Or 111. Or 111. That'd be that amendment. The 28th Amendment is signed by Biden. So you have time to not debate it, not anything. You just have time to write it, pass it through both houses of Congress. Anybody in Congress who does not pass this, I want you to know that this will be passed. But those who vote no, have made themselves my personal enemies. And you don't want to be the personal enemy of baby Jesus, the child that is given to you. Anyway, the child is given to you. It's not something that you went and got. So you're not agreeing to something that, you know, what do you call that? That is debatable. It says a child is given to the United States of America from God. You're going to stop in the against God? The child is given to the United States of America. And the government shall be on his shoulders. So you put the government on his shoulders. God put the government on his shoulders. He doesn't need you. He just needs dead you. Sign. You're dead. Why do you give a fuck? You might actually end up living. Congress. People. People. Your people. And so any voices in your head that tells you, no, don't pass this amendment, don't do this, they are not people. That is your enemy that tells you, you're not dead, you're alive. You're dead. I promise you. You're in the darkness. You don't know. But now the government is not going to be on your shoulders anymore. I'm taking all the weight off of you. All you have to do is just go through the motions. Okay? You don't have to worry about all these fucking evil entities and their things, you know, at your head, you know, special interests and people calling. We don't need none of that anymore. But if that's all you do is, you know, take the money for yourselves and fuck the people of the United States, then you might not like this. But I don't give a fuck. You either pass it or you will suffer the consequences of not passing it. I'm not going to do anything to you physically, but it's going to be known in the United States and in your district and in your towns and in your cities and in your states that this senator or this congressperson does not love the people of the United States. No matter what he or she says, they are liars. They don't want to do what is good and right for the United States of America. Everybody on earth is going to know you. So you can't jump up and say, I love you, but I want you to stay dead. I love you, but I want the government to stay 50-50 locked up forever, to where we do nothing for you. To where, you know, we have a migration, exodus, and all kinds of shit, and nobody knows how to solve it. I could solve it. The government is on my shoulders. Pass the amendment. I'm going to make everything better. Everyone will be at peace in the United States of America. It is so, let it be law. Pass it, Congress. And we will end here for a second.